यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरा
विशाखा की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिति। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट 1-7 and I will just recite some of the, because it's like, these are not the prose, but this is not the song, but it's like a prose mostly. So I will read some of the word here. Atha, now, cha, also, yava, as long as, nabhamandalam, outer space between the upper and lower world. Saha, along with Dyo of the upper world. Aprithyo of the lower world. Mandalabhyam, the spheres.
Kartsyena entirely. Saha, he, ha, indeed, Bhunjita may pass through. Tam, that, Kalam, time, Samvatsaram, Samvatsara, Parivatsaram, Parivatsara, Idavatsaram, Idavatsara, Anuvatsaram, Anuvatsara, Vatsaram, Vatsara, Iti, thus, Bhano of the sun, Mandaya, slow, Saigraya, speedy, Sama, an equal, Gatibhi, by the speeds, Samamanatni, the experienced scholars describe. So I will read the translation from text 1 through 7. King Parikshit inquired from Shukdev Goswami, my dear Lord, you have already affirmed the truth that supremely powerful sun god travels around Dhruvaloka. With both Dhruvaloka and Mount Sumeru on his right. Yet at the same time, the sun god faces the signs of the zodiac and keeps Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on his left. How can we reasonably accept that the sun god proceeds with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on both his left and right simultaneously? So in answer, Shukdev Goswami Maharaj replied, when a potter's wheel is moving and a small ant is located on that big wheel and moving with it, so like a potter's wheel is moving like this and an ant is situated on it, so ant is also moving. One can see that their motion is different from that of the wheel, because they appear sometimes on one part of the wheel and sometimes on the another. So ant is moving along the wheel because it is situated on the wheel. But at the same time, ant can move on the wheel. So there are two motions going on. One motion is, for example, I am riding in a bus. So I am going along with the speed of bus. But I am also moving in the bus, like a conductor. So there are two motions going on. That's why this controversy arises, Shukdev Goswami is replying. Similarly, the signs and constellations with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on their right move with the wheel of the time and the ant like sun. So sun is being compared here in this model like ant sitting on the potter's wheel. So the Surya Siddhanta model is being described here, that which is geocentric model. The potter's wheel, the center is earth, and the ant sitting on the potter's wheel on the side is like a sun. So that's what he's saying. The ant like sun and other planets move with them. So I will describe later on. The sun and the planets, however, are seen in different signs and constellations at different times. This indicates that their motion is different from that of the zodiac and the wheel of time itself. Now, Shukdev Goswami continues, the original cause of the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayan, when great saintly persons fully aware of the Vedic knowledge offered prayers to the Supreme Person, he descended to this material world in the form of the sun to benefit all the planets and purify fruitive activities. So it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is the cause. He divided himself into 12 parts and created seasonal forms, like we see seasons are changing, beginning with the spring. In this way, he created the seasonal qualities such as heat, cold, and so on. So we are continuing reading on text 4 of Canto 5, chapter 22, text 4. According to the system of four varnas and four ashramas, people generally worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, who is situated as sun god. With great faith, they worship the Supreme Personality as the super soul according to ritualistic ceremonies handed down in three Vedas, such as Agnihotra and similar higher and lower fruitive acts, and according to the process of mystic yoga. In this way, they very easily attain the ultimate goal of life. Text 5. The sun god, who is Narayan or Vishnu, the soul of all the worlds, is situated in outer space between upper and lower portion of the universe. Passing through 12 months on the wheel of time, the sun comes in touch with 12 different signs of the zodiac and assumes 12 different names according to those signs. The aggregate of those 12 months is called Samvatsara, or an entire year. According to lunar calculations, two fortnights, one of the waxing moon and the other of waning, form a month. That same period is one day and night for the planet Pitraloka. According to stellar calculations, a month equals 2 1/4 constellations. When the sun travels for 2 months, a season passes, and therefore the seasonal changes are considered parts of the body of the year. Continuing on 6, thus the time the sun takes to rotate through half of the outer space is called ayan, or its period of movement in the north or in the south. Last text 7 translation. The sun god has three speeds, slow, fast, and moderate. The time he takes to travel entirely around the spheres of heaven, earth, and space at these three speeds is referred to by learned scholars by the five names Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki jaya. According to solar astronomical calculations, each year extends 6 days beyond the calendar year. And according to lunar calculations, each year is 6 days shorter. Therefore, because of the movements of the sun and moon, there is a difference of 12 days between the solar and lunar years. As the Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara pass by, two extra months are added within each 5 years. This makes a 6th Samvatsara. But because that Samvatsara is extra, the solar system is calculated according to the above 5 names. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakabhitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanda Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವಂಜಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 22 ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 1-7 ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಬಿಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ದ ಮೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸನ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೌ ದಿ ಆರ್ಬಿಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಸೀರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾಡ್ಯೂಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್, ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ನೋ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಬೈ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ಮಯ ದಾನವ್ ಇನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಹಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟೆಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ್ ಟು ಬೆಂಗಾಲಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಅವರ್ ಶಿಲಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ಸ್ ಗುರು ಶಿಲಭಕ್ತಿ ದಾಸ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟ್ ದಟ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಇನ್ ಟು ಬೆಂಗಾಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಆನ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್. ಬಟ್ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ವೈ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ವಿಚ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್, ಮೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ರಿವಾಲ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಹೂಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ ವೆಲಾಸಿಟೀಸ್. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ. ದಿ ವ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ವೇನಿಂಗ್ ಮೂನ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಸೈಕಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೂನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಇಕ್ಲಿಪ್ಸಿಸ್, ಸೋಲರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೂನರ್ ಇಕ್ಲಿಪ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸತ್ವಜಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರೇಬಲ್ ಅಮೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪುಟಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ ನೈ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಟುಗೆದರ್. ಸೊ ವೈ ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್? ಸೊ ನಾವು ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ರಿಗ್ರೆಸ್ ಆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ. ಐ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕವರ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಕ್ಸ್, ದ ಮೇನ್ ಥೀಮ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಂಪೇರಿಂಗ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ವಿತ್ ಎ ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ವೆಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ಆಸ್ಟ್ರೋನಾಮಿಕಲ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ಸ್, ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ವೇದರ್ಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ, ಅನದರ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ವೆಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಈಸ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಜಿಯೋಸೆಂಟ್ರಿಕ್ ಮಾಡಲ್. ಜಿಯೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ರಿಕ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸೆಂಟರ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ವೇದರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಸೇ ಜಿಯೋ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸೆಂಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೆಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ಗ್ರೀಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಆಸ್ಟ್ರೋನಾಮಿಕಲ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಸ್ಟ್ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಹೀಲಿಯೋಸೆಂಟ್ರಿಕ್ ಮಾಡಲ್. ಸೊ ಹೀಲಿಯೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೀಲಿಯಮ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಗ್ಯಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಸ್ಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಸನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ನ್ಯೂಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಕಾಸಸ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ರೇಡಿಯೇಷನ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸನ್. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಹೀಲಿಯೋಸೆಂಟ್ರಿಕ್, ಹೀಲಿಯೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸನ್, the sun centric model is given by the western philosophers. Okay, let's go into detail a little further. I won't go into too much detail because then our mind blocks. So this is a mind boggling thing, it is very tough, and I myself I'm still struggling to understand all of this. So in Surya Siddhanta what Bhagavatam says, here is the earth and sun is rotating around it. And all the other planets, they are rotating around sun. So now we are talking about two cycles, two circles. One circle is, here's earth as a center. And one circle is by the sun like this. So this is one circle. And if we draw a circle on the sun itself, that's where all other planets are evolving. So for example, again, we are getting into details, so we have to be careful. For example, here is a Venus planet, and here's Earth. And we wanted to know the relative speed. And in space, you're in space, you're not on this planet, you're in space. One is moving this way, so automatically, another is moving this way. So this is relative motion going on. So we can say my right hand is moving, or I can say my left hand is moving. So relative motion, that is important to understand. That is what we are talking here. The relative motion of these planets, which is Surya Siddhanta. So what geocentric, what this Surya Siddhanta model says is, here is Earth, Sun is rotating like this, and other planets are rotating around Sun. So Sun is moving, and all those planets are moving along with Sun like this. So if we wanted to know the relative motion of Venus, which is rotating Sun, and Sun is rotating Earth, so in respect to Earth, movement of Venus would be something like this, like the ant-like thing which is mentioned, like Sun, how Sun is moving on this potter's wheel. Let's come to the now heliocentric model, which is the modern. Heliocentric model says Sun is the center. And a Kepler and other scientists, what they said, here's the Sun. And all the planets are moving around it. Earth is moving like this, Venus is moving like this, Jupiter like this, but they are moving around Sun, everything. But they are different orbits, different cycles, but they are all moving around Sun. So for example, I want to know that the relative position of Earth, which is moving around Sun, and Venus is also moving around Sun. So Sun and Venus, Earth and Venus, they are moving around Sun. So what they found, that the relative motion in both the models is the same, is strikingly same. And that's where the controversy begins. That's where the argument begins. The argument is, both the models, they are different in perspective, but in theory of relativity, they are the same because they are giving almost practically pretty much the same distance. So how it is? So now the argument is, either we took their understanding into our, so we imported that knowledge from Western countries to India, that's one thinking. Or they took from us and translated that into their own khichdi, whatever. So this is the controversy going on. And our scientist in ISKCON, His Grace, and he left his body, His Grace, Sadhpuda Prabhu, he wrote a book called Vedic Cosmology, and in that he described this controversy very clearly, and he also tried to explain it very clearly, what it says. He also mentioned in his book that Maharaj Hayati, he, and Prabhupada also mentioned in some of the Bhagavatam purports, in Canto 2 and Canto 5 also, that the Kshatriyas who left the Indian subcontinent because of the fear of Parshurama, they went far away, and Maharaj Hayati is the ancestor of the Greeks. That is why their understanding of the cosmic manifestation and movement of the planets and the sun and everything is very close. And there have been mystics and yogis and philosophers in Greek. So that's one thing to reconcile the argument. That's one good explanation. The other explanation what Sadhpur Prabhu gives is that they, Pythagoras, the big mathematician, Greek mathematician, he gave this Pythagoras theorem where you have a triangle, and in that triangle, one is the 90 degree angle, so the square of this arm and square of this is equal to the square of this. diagonal. That's the Pythagoras theorem. So the Pythagoras, he learned this whole thing from Vedic literature. He was a student of Vedic literature. That's another theory, another point which was brought. And even up today, like I was in Boise, Idaho, in America, and we were having an international fair in a university, and there were some people, and we were having food fair, like we were distributing our own cooked prasadam in that international fair. And some people were arguing about philosophy and things with us, because we had some books sitting around, placed on the table. So they said, Aryans, they came from Germany and other parts, and they came to India. And that's where the knowledge is. But if you look at Bhagavad Gita, word Aryan is in English, or Western word, Aryan, but that's Arya. So like when Arjuna was arguing with Krishna in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita, that I don't want to fight. Why? Four reasons he gave. Compassion, enjoyment, sinful reactions, and fourth one was destruction of family tradition. Adharma bhivavad Krishna, pradushanti kulastriya, istrishu dushtashu vashneya, jayate varna sankara. So Arjuna put those arguments that if the ladies of the place left unprotected, then there is somebody, dushtashu, unscrupulous man, who is looking to exploit that unprotected woman. So these were the arguments. Then Krishna, he began to speak, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The first thing, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balram Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Ki Jai. So the first thing Krishna did, he heard all the arguments put forward by Arjuna very nicely, okay, very good, very good, very good. And after crying and tears coming of Arjuna's eyes, he put his Gandiv down. And there's a whole story behind that. Arjuna took a vow that if anyone ever would ask him to put his Gandiva down, he will kill that person. One time, in the battle of Kurukshetra, fighting was going on. For some reason, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he came back to the camp for some reason. And Arjuna saw, oh, Maharaj, Yudhishthira, where did he go? He was looking around. And he followed Yudhishthira. And he also went there. And Yudhishthira Maharaj saw Arjuna coming behind him. He said, what you are doing here? Are you coward came here? Better you put your Gandiva. You throw your Gandiva. Arjuna said, now I have to kill you. Because you, for some reason, told me that better I put my Gandiva down. And I have taken this vow. Anyone who would ask me to put Gandiva down, I will kill. Battle of Kurukshetra is going on. And here's another battle started. So, because Krishna was present, he immediately said, okay, Arjuna, what you do, you just chastise your elder brother and ask forgiveness later on. But for now, you chastise so much you, this, you, that, and then it's almost like killing. So in that way, they were reconciled. So the point is, the seriousness of the matter of putting the Gandiva down, so much serious matter. And here, Arjuna, he has put the same Gandiva down. I don't want to fight. That's why Krishna, he immediately chastised him. Kutashtva kashlam vidam vishme samupasthitam anarya justam aswargyam akirti karma Arjuna. So three A's. Krishna gave three S's to Arjuna right there. What are the three S's? Anarya. Not befitting to a man who knows the value of life. So Aryan means not that German race or Indian race or American race. Aryan means one who knows the value of life. That is Aryan. So Arjuna was called, Krishna mentioned to Arjuna, you are doing, you are anarya. You are not behaving like Arya. You are not Aryan, you are an Aryan. So the next thing is that Anarya Justam Aswargyam, and your act like this will lead you to Swargyam Aswargyam, not higher but to lower hellish planets, because you are running away from duty. And what will result? What will be the result of that? Acting like Anarya, you will go to hellish planets and also Akirti. So you will get infamy simply. People will talk about you like, yeah, there was a coward Arjuna. So we see this Aryan or Arya word coming in Bhagavad Gita. And now the question is, how we understand this thing? That's why Bhakti, early on I spoke, what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, why he spent time in translating all of this? Because there is a reason. Because Western philosophers, astronomers, cosmologists, they were trying to say that the Vedas and the things mentioned in the Vedas are very recent. That was the biggest argument. And that's why recent? Because they are coming from other spiritual or religious practices. So they were not agreeing on the point. So then, because when I was in America doing my PhD, I was working with NASA. And NASA, my project was to study the soil moisture using the synthetic aperture radar data, which was given to us by NASA. And that was my research. And there were three bands in that. One was called C band, then another was called L band, and another was P band. And there were three polarization. Based on three polarization and three bands, so nine bands were developed. Like we hear the radio, we hear the satellite, the television. These are all the bands. Bands mean the frequency under which, like our transmission is going on right now on this microphone, which is 100 point some FM band. So that's the frequency. So NASA was trying to experiment with those nine bands. So what I analyzed is that I found that the P band, because its wavelength is a microwave band, is a high wavelength, so 80 meters wavelength. And because of that high wavelength, it was able to penetrate into the ground and take the images even the buried channels. So I got the image from Egypt. In Egypt, there were a whole network of river system. But now it's all desert. So the river got buried down. But this P band detected the whole network of the rivers underneath 80 meters below that, below surface. Similarly, we experimented on this Saraswati images also. So we also found that Saraswati is also buried under is a whole clear network. Water is coming, flowing through this way, that way, and is coming to the Allahabad and merging into the main, in confluence of Ganga and Yamuna. So we saw that. But then some Canadian scientists, they did further research on that. They said, okay. Because we mentioned, or our scientists, they argued with them that this mention of Saraswati, which is not visible to us now, eloped or went underground as aquifer flow, that Saraswati is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, like Parikshit Maharaj or Vyasdev or Shukdev Goswami. Saraswati Tatayam is mentioned in Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is mentioning, when this conversation was going on, they were sitting on the bank of Saraswati. So there must be Saraswati. But now, based on these images, Saraswati is buried. So then what they did? They did carbon dating on that. So they did hole, they dig hole into the channel, the whole column. And they went down to the depth where Saraswati is still going on. So they took the flora and fauna samples from there and did carbon dating on them. Carbon dating means that you can detect, like for example, the paintings, the sculptures, sometimes they are auctioned for millions and millions of dollars. Why? Because of their antiquity, because of their value, that this painting was made 1200 years ago by this, that. How they determine? They determine the age of a particular thing by carbon dating. So by carbon dating, Canadian scientists, they concluded that Saraswati was flowing on this planet in the land of Bharatvarsha and went underground 3700 years ago. That's what the scientists say. We don't say. We say 5000, but they are saying, okay. We say, okay, you came to 3700, that's a pretty good number. At least you are beyond Christian era, at least. You are saying it. We are not arguing with them. We are not. It's you are saying. So 3700, they agreed. But we know from Bhagavatam that it was spoken way before when Buddha came, and it is mentioned Kalki will come. So it's all there. We understand it. But they have agreed. So the point here is the power of the Vedas, the antiquity, the originality, the authority, the authenticity of the Bhagavatam, of Vedic literature, is very important. Very important to consider. Otherwise, it will become just like anyone's concoction. That's why the contradiction here is. Like a Parikshit Maharaj, he is asking Sukhdev Goswami, like this, the Mount Sumeru and this pole star there on the right, on the sun, and then left on the sun also. So how is that possible? Because the relative movement. So these controversies, they are real and they have been addressed. But still, there may be so many things which our tiny brain cannot comprehend. We have to accept it. Many things we cannot comprehend. Many things we cannot understand. But that doesn't mean that doesn't exist. That does not mean we can conclude, oh, no, nothing is there. Because our tiny brain is like a Dr. Frog. Dr. Frog is sitting in a well, and he's thinking that this is the biggest. But if he comes out of the well, he would say there's a whole Pacific big ocean there. So the Greek philosophers, because I am by profession, I am environmental hydrologist, so I have studied these Greek weather forecasts like El Nino, El Nina. So these are the Greek terminologies for predicting what kind of year this is going to be in terms of rainfall. So El Nino, El Nina. So what are these? These are like the, in Pacific Ocean, they have put all these sensors to record the temperature of the ocean in Pacific. And based on those temperatures recordings in the ocean in Pacific, they try to correlate the rainfall on the planet Earth. So there's a correlation. So based on those temperature, southern oscillations, like temperature goes up and down, so they correlate this year is going to be good rain or bad rain. And based on that, the banks, the other people, they will give loan to the farmers based on that forecast. And I used to make that forecast when I was back in America working with the state of Idaho Department of Water Resources. So the Greek philosophy and Greek science, pretty good advance. But again, the argument was who took from whom? So it turned out that they took from us. And some of the points that I was going to make is that another image I saw, beside the images of river Saraswati and some rivers in Egypt, I saw also the image taken by NASA on satellite, another image between India and Sri Lanka. And on that image, I personally myself saw clearly the Ram Setu is still there in an arch form, though it's way underground, but the image shows Ram Setu. It's still there. Happened millions of years ago. It's still there. So this planet is pretty old. And this description in the Vedas, in the Ramayana of Rama Setu is real. So what do we speak of 3700 years? These books are maybe 3700 million years old. These are there forever. But they agreed to study, which is still pretty good number. So now I'm going to speak about a particular verse, which is coming from the Vedas. And this verse, because now I'm speaking about the authenticity, the accuracy, the power, the antiquity, the authority of the Vedas, Vedic science. So what is that? So this verse is, I picked it from, I had in my computer, but I was trying to connect my computer, so it is American connection, didn't go in here. So whatever I retained in my brain, I'm speaking. The verse is, Gopi Bhagya Madhuvrata Shangusho Dadi Sandhiga Khalajivit Khatava Ngalhalara Sandhara. So Gopi Bhagya. So, O Lord is a Krishna, because he is the maintainer of gopis, he is the objective love of gopis. So this verse is glorifying Lord Krishna. O Lord, anointed with the yogurt of the gopis, O savior of the fallen. And now it is glorifying Lord Shiva also by saying that, O master of Lord Shiva, because Krishna is master of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is who has Galhala, whose throat is blue because of halahal poison he stored here. So it's glorifying Lord Shiva also. And third thing it is doing, very amazing thing what this verse is doing is, it has stored the value of pi. Pi is 22 by 7. If we divide 22 by 7, we get 3.14131219 or something like that. Oh. So this verse gives the value of pi up to 32nd place after decimal. And the strongest and the most powerful computer of the world today cannot go beyond 28 digits. So just imagine the scientists of Vedic time, they were using this value of pi up to the 32nd place after decimal. Can you imagine the accuracy of their calculation? For example, I say these pair of kartal, they are about 250 grams. Somebody would say, okay. But if I say they are 250.03405689746856 grams, what does that mean? That the accuracy with which I am dealing is 32 places after decimal. So how accurate my observation about the weight of this kartal would be? So that was the accuracy of the Vedic scientist in determining the distance between moon and sun and earth and Venus and everything. So how this is recorded? Katapai, the system is in Hindi letters, ka, kha, ga, gha, ga, something. Kata, ta, ta, tha, ja, ja, something. Arpa, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, yara, lava, and da, dha, something. It's all katapai, the system. So there is a system of numeral translation of these letters. So ka is given 1, kha is giving 2, ga is giving 3. So here the verse starts with gopi. So ga is 3. That's why value of pi is 3. And then pa. So ka ta pa. So pa is 1. So that's why 3.1. And so on and so on. When you translate the whole verse by cut pi, it comes the value of pi decimal 32 places after decimal. Now you can argue Vedas are this old, that old. Forget about all of that. Just think about the accuracy of Vedic mathematics. So these are some of the points, like Arjuna. He would just, now being a scientist, I know there are so many energies we have tapped. Solar energy, latest craze, hydropower, and of course, nuclear power or wind power, or so many energies are there. But one energy, nobody knows, at least modern scientists, they don't know. What is that energy? The sound energy, the original energy. Tene Brahma Hirde Adi Kaviye. Because Krishna spoke to Brahma, Tapa, first two words, manifestation, sound, vibration. It was the first manifestation of this cosmic manifestation, Tapa. And this sound vibration, if properly produced, like His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj, he wrote a book called Sanskrit Uccharanam. And now this book is, I guess, the part of Bhakti Shastri curriculum. And Maharaj talked about all the pronunciations and all the recitation of the main prayers and the verses. And Maharaj emphasized in that book that, and we all know, in previous canto it came, the story of Maharaj Chitraketu and how he became the big demon. So the story is like this: when this big demon was invoked by Tvashtra to kill Indra, so what he said, Indra Shatro or Shatrava, something like that. So he made a mistake in invoking. So what he wanted to say, what he wanted to invoke, a person who will kill Indra. But little Sanskrit mistake, what he said, I want a person who will be killed by Indra. So he called this Vratasura. And Vratasura was Maharaj Chitraketu in previous life. So he came out to kill Indra, but he was killed by Indra, though he was a devotee. That's another thing. But just because a little mistake in pronunciation, instead of getting a person who will kill Indra, he got a person who will be killed by Indra. So purpose didn't get solved. So the point here is that Sanskrit is so precise and the Vedic literature is so accurate and so precise. When Microsoft, they are based in Seattle, when they were trying to find out a language to computerize, they found that the Sanskrit was the only language in the whole world which can be computerized. Most systematic language. Nothing concoction, no, nothing. Accurate and exact. So that's the power. So this is a Kathapayati system. It describes the value of pi. So we can imagine how powerful this sound. So Arjuna, he would just take water in his hand and will invoke mantra and get Brahmastra, the nuclear weapon. Ashwatthama, same thing. And so precise Brahmastra, not like these present day atomic bombs. Like if you want to kill somebody, and you throw an atom bomb, that person will escape and everyone else will be killed. Like they wanted to kill Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and they throw so many 2,000 bombs here and there, and Saddam escaped, and all other people got killed. But here, Brahmastra's accuracy is that he invoked Brahmastra Ashwatthama, and he said, Brahmastra, you kill the child in the womb of Uttara, Parikshit. It won't touch mother. It won't touch anyone else. So it's like a micro intensity, it's like low intensity nuclear weapon, which will be so precise, will enter into the womb and kill the child only. This is the accuracy and the power of sound. So the mantra, that's why it is. Mantra is very powerful. It can bring so much power, so much energy that we cannot even think. So the point here is, why my original question, my original point, this Bhagavatam now is in the place where we are talking about Surya Siddhanta. And like I said in the beginning, why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj spent so much time, and at some point he was offered the chair of the Department of Astronomy in University in Calcutta, and he refused because that was not his goal. His goal was to bring the right, authentic, original understanding of Vedic cosmology from the Vedas, Bhagavad Purana, not influenced by the Greek and the Western philosophers of heliocentric model like that. But the beauty of this work was he reconciled the two. Later Satputa Prabhu, he put this thing together very nicely. Very powerful work of the century. Just imagine you are communicating with these big, big atheistic scientists and you are bringing them together with us and try to reconcile with them. Not to argue with each other that you are wrong. No, both of us are right. And there is a point where we can come on a common ground and we can talk and communicate that these Vedas are not concoction of a person. They are apaurusheya, not written by an ordinary person. So this is the main point. And that's why when I was reading this Canto 5 long back, I was myself feeling very bored. This cosmic manifest, this is moving around this and distance 93 million miles and that orbit and that orbit. And I felt like my brain will just explode. But when I read this Vedic cosmology by His Grace Satputa Prabhu, then I realized how important it was. And that is why Shukdev Goswami, he is sitting on the verge of death. And he, within 7 days, he is asking these questions. Can you imagine? For example, somebody tells me that, Prabhu, you are going to die in 7 days. First of all, I will run around everywhere in the whole universe to save myself. Bhaiyar Parikshit Maharaj, after knowing you are going to die in 7 days, immediately resign from everything and ask all his counselors, does it happen in the past? Yes, Maharaj Khatwanga, he had the same situation. He got liberation. He immediately surrendered to Krishna. He decided not to counteract the curse. He just simply went to the bank of the Ganges. And there comes Shukdev Goswami. And he asked on and on and on and on. And questions and questions and questions for 7 days. And some of the questions here. What is this motion of sun and wind? And somebody may say, why is he asking these questions? He's about to die. He should think of Krishna. Yes, he's thinking of Krishna. Why is he thinking of Krishna? How is he thinking of Krishna? That says here. The sun god, who is Narayana or Vishnu, the soul of all the worlds. That's why we are studying. Right in the beginning of Bhagavatam, questions after questions, Shaunaka Rishi, they all got together, Nemisharana, asking Sut Goswami, Maharaj, please tell us this, if it is in connection with Krishna. Otherwise, we don't want to hear. There's nothing to do. But you can tell us every single thing which is connected to Krishna. That is our point. That is our life. That is our goal. So I will stop here and will request if there are any questions or comments. And here's a microphone. So if not much, so I will stop here. Thank you very much all. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.